Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In a Caesar world, we're on the streets, we are on the air, we are everywhere. Now, all of us, except maybe Mbali, we were on leave last week. Were you on leave, Mbali?
No, I wasn't on leave.
Sorry for you. But Mbo was on leave, I was on leave, Juliet's on leave, Comfort was on leave, Chris was on leave, Slu, were you on leave?
No, I wasn't.
Sorry for you too. Anyway, so while I'm chilling at home, because that's how I went to KZN, I'm chilling at home, I saw that Telkom's LTE network was down.
Ah.
Right?
Okay.
Now, I didn't pay much attention to it because I remember sometime earlier on in the year, the network was down as well. And to be quite honest, what I think I know about Telkom, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they've got very, very efficient and competitive pricing, but maybe their coverage isn't really as broad as maybe a Vodacom or an MTN, right? So that's a trade-off that you make. Obviously, you know that you're going to get very cheap data bundles, but maybe you're not going to get coverage all over the country.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to ask you, if you were to make the choice, which do you prefer?
Oh, no, I prefer coverage.
Really?
I travel a lot. So I need coverage everywhere I go. Even when I go into deep into the bushes, I need to know that I can have cell phone coverage in some way, shape, or form. I think that also stems from being a parent. So even when I go on holiday, I feel like I need to be contactable all the time. It's that, I don't know, parental can't switch off
thing. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like, look, when I'm at work, I'm on Wi-Fi. When I'm anywhere else, for example, at home, I'm also on Wi-Fi. So I just need a little bit of coverage in between.
I stick with the coverage.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm very old school. And also, even with the traveling part, I'm that type of person. I know that even SIM cards are expensive when you get off your plane to whichever country. But I will buy a SIM card at the airport, regardless of the price.
Really?
Yeah. So, coverage for me, very important. The Wi-Fi issue, Zaibona later.
Oh, when I go overseas. You know, back in the day, you used to have to roam.
Yes.
These days, I don't really care. These days, because I want to get on Wi-Fi anyway. And then I'm going to be like, voice over IP calls, text, you can iMessage me. There's no need for that.
Yeah.
Slu?
Coverage for me is important. Believe it or not, Cizwe, I'm at a point of my life where I need to be contactable.
Am I 2000? I'm really. Hey?
So I need coverage. I don't know when was the last time I asked the question. Could never be me.
But also, I think that would be frustrating if I needed to do something, because you're talking about even when you're traveling, there are countries where there isn't Wi-Fi everywhere. So like Mbali says, when you get to the airport, you get that eSIM, and that's what I love about the phones of today, that I don't have to buy a physical SIM card. I just grab an eSIM and I'm good to go.
I mean, another thing is, personally, you know how I am. I'm Zulu, so I'm always at home. I'm telling you, I'm always at home. I travel, but I'm from Zulu. That's what I mean.
Wait.
So, you hear the difference, guys?
Yes.
I'm Zulu. I travel.
Yes.
Sorry.
Let me tell you, Ukzula, umntaza with no purpose. You don't know where you're going. Now, if I'm in a different country, obviously I'm going to be in a hotel. That is my home at the time. Nakhona, I'm not going to leave that. You see,
you left your home to go sit at a hotel. Who does that?
It's what I do. I'm moving for a purpose.
Oh my god,
move with a purpose. I let them live on Taza. That's why people have no coverage, because the television is on. Give us a shout if you got to choose between data pricing and coverage. Which one do you prioritize?
Kaya 959.
We are rhythm and beats.
It sees the world. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We're everywhere. If you just joined us, having a discussion. So Telkom was down, I think, on Saturday morning, all the way till afternoon. A lot of people were obviously complaining about that. Hey, what's going to happen to us? But my question is, when selecting a network service provider, do you go for coverage? Is that what you prioritize? Or do you prioritize pricing?
Yo, Mrs. Zwane, it has to be coverage. Imagine, usebenzisa iTelkom ngapha une Capitec. Yo, umuntu nje walonga ngimthatha serious. At least choose one.
Hey, I know.
Coverage over everything. Hey.
What's wrong with Capitec, Maji? It's the biggest bank in the country.
I definitely would rather go for coverage. No, definitely. Coverage is important, guys. We need to be able to get hold of people at any point in time. I need to be able to get hold of my family. They need to be able to get hold of me, especially in South Africa, right? So with the whole telecom thing, I am actually a telecom fiber user in the home, but obviously that is, they are just the ISP. I'm with Vumatel and Telkom. So on that part, no issues whatsoever. But from an everyday network, I would never use them, Shem. People were struggling this past weekend.
That is funny. So it's funny that you mentioned that because some of their internet service providers as well were down. And so they sent a message just telling everybody not to panic. It'll be fine. I'm told, I guess from what I can see, Afrihost was down, M-Web was down, and Vox. So sometimes it does affect those as well.
To be honest with you, right now I've chosen pricing over coverage because, like Susa said, when I'm at work, I've got Wi-Fi. When I am at home, I've got Wi-Fi. When I go to my parents' place, depending on whether my brother has paid for the Wi-Fi, I've got Wi-Fi. So, like, literally, man, if it's important, call me. Hey, coverage is a bonus, but if it's important, give me a call on either one of my cell phone numbers. You will get me.
I was about to say, it's a phone number, because you don't have coverage. We're trying to call you, so we're going to have voicemail. The person you've called is unavailable.
I mean, I'm finding coverage. We have a strong network, coverage everywhere. Yo, you know how frustrating it is to be working and then you don't even have coverage. Or some weak, half a bar network where you have to constantly call someone back. Coverage. Coverage. Let's get things done. I was just calling it data, but coverage.
Let me tell you why coverage is important, right? In case of emergency, if ever, for example, you are stuck on the road somewhere, you're traveling, if you don't have good coverage, then you can't call for help. So it's always prudent to have at least one service provider that you know will cover you for majority of your travels in the country. Now, having said that, some people don't travel that much. For example, your work may dictate that you're only based in the city, and maybe you only stay 10 minutes away from your work. In that case, then actually, you don't need to pay that high of a price for that, because you're never going to be in a place that's out of coverage. So, you know, network providers like Telkom, for example, have good coverage in the city, maybe not in the rural areas. So then stay in the city.
Coverage is key. Coverage is everything. I consider coverage more than anything. Because, we need to be connected. Funny enough, I was also indoors when this occurred over the weekend Saturday, looking forward for a spot, but it did not, prolonged. I went to X to verify whether to check if it's not my network. Is it everybody? I saw that it was everybody. And then I saw this tweet. They said, I was like, back in the days, Vodacom used to give people 5 gig and all of that, and all those things. I was like, oh, no, this one is seizing the moment. He doesn't have data, so he wants to be compensated and all of those things. But coverage is crucial.
That's actually a very good point that you raised, right? If a network provider, for some reason, is down, when they come back up, they should compensate people for that blackout, right? Because you could have been doing something. Maybe you've lost out on various calls or data that you could have basically sent. So they should compensate you for that, either monetarily or some kind of a voucher, or I don't know, slash raise something.
Price over coverage, because mong ati ape, u Telkom uye ibedele ngendlela zakhe, u right kwesinye isikhathi, uye ku Vodacom, naye uyabetha nge coverage, ama drop calls wakhona ayabetha. Uthi uya ku Cell C, hi, when you're in some parts of the house iyabamba, some parts of the house ayibambi. Uye ku MTN, hi, I duri.
That's funny. So the network provider that I'm with, mm-hmm. I've been with since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
1999 and I got my first cell phone. Still with them now.
Yeah.
Same number, but they've never let me down.
Mina, I have traveled the different ISPs, but I know the one I'm with now, I've been with for the longest time. Perfect coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I will prefer price over coverage because I have got another SIM card. So if this one is not available, I can be available on the other number temporarily.
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
It sees the world. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere, having a discussion right now. When it comes to network providers, do you prioritize pricing over coverage? Or is it the other way around?
Hey, my Saturday was the worst, but I prefer price because that's your door, man.
So that's an e-hailing driver who's obviously on Telkom, and then there was a blackout over the weekend. He suffered.
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
Yo, sizwe, uthini na? Baku compensate. Hey, thina sine nightmare ye fiber. Sky City. Use for life. Ooh, Jehovah. Angeke kuphela inyanga nena iba nokuthula. Kuzaba outage. This we busy with what? Yo, mara. Soze. Aguna kuthi bazonicompensate. Libali.
Yeah, so Telkom had a data break or a blackout in general, in fact, on Saturday. People that are on Telkom as a network provider couldn't get calls. They definitely couldn't get online. So that's a discussion that we're having.
I lean my coverage over pricing definitely because I didn't even realize I'm a Telkom client or customer, but on this weekend on Saturday, I didn't realize that they were down up until I left the house to go into an event, and I'm trying to connect to Waze and it's not happening. And I'm like, what's going on? Did somebody do a SIM swap on my SIM card? What's going on? And now I am driving blindly because I don't even know where I'm going. I can't connect. It was a mess. I was so miserable.
Ish.
I think that also the type of phone that you use can determine whether you get good coverage or not, you know. So in most instances, I like to buy phones that have 5G because I've never struggled with getting good coverage when I'm using a phone that has 5G. So yeah, I believe also the phone determines that you get good coverage or not. And I also prefer coverage, by the way.
For me, definitely coverage. I stay all the way in the East Rand. I work in Sandton, so I'm always on the road, traffic. I live alone, so I always need to be reachable, or if I need to reach somebody, should anything happen to me. I currently use Vuma, I think, under Web Africa. And so far, so good. I've been using it for the past 3 years, and it's amazing. And I'm always streaming. I'm always listening to Kaya on the road. Just as an extent, I even buy extra data for when I am on the road so that I can always be reachable and contactable.
Okay.
Hey, e-hailing drivers were complaining yesterday. Yay, now Telkom is killer. Now Telkom is killer. Abantu basuke eMaranburg eMidrand Deef bangalayishanga bangasebenzi uze wafike elokishini eThokoza. Imagine from Randburg to Thokoza Deef ngenxa yokuthi akho network. There's no coverage. Telkom iyabagila, Capitec nayo iyabagila. Yo, imagine nje kuzogileka simultaneous.
Aw bani.
Hayi sizwe mayifika kwidata ne. If you have money, you prioritize coverage. If you are average South African, you prioritize a pricing. Njengami manje. Well, okay, I don't know. I do both, young as.
Yeah, no. I guess I hear you. If you can afford, obviously, slightly more expensive prices for better coverage, then you should do so.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.